It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, August 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Etsy, the online market where I can find a lovingly crafted rubber chicken lamp and much more, is changing its search function to make it easier for people to find what they're looking for. This week, what the newly public company will be looking for is good reception to its second profit report, released tomorrow. Etsy's last quarter report wasn't exactly a home run, says Manhattan Venture Partners head of research Santosh Rao.
I think the first earnings right off the gate is always dicey. People have expectations that may be too high or too low, so there's never a right estimate out there.
Another issue for Etsy right now is the competition. With a new buy button, the social network Pinterest is aggregating more and more online purchase power, and then there's Amazon.
Amazon just got into handcraft goods, so that's a closer threat to Etsy than before. But having said that, Etsy is a very niche company. It has a loyal base of buyers and sellers. So I think they will continue to thrive in this ecosystem in their own niche market.
Rao says if it wants to keep thriving as a public company, Etsy needs to keep its product sellers happy by connecting them to buyers. We'll get more information on how the company is doing tomorrow. Top hashtags on Instagram, no filter, of course. Hashtag awesome and hashtag Justin Bieber, hashtag not awesome. Recently, there was one particular hashtag that was popular but effectively invisible, as in if you clicked on it, you couldn't view a bunch of photos with that hashtag included. It has to do with the photo app's censorship rules, and a senior editor at the new site Tech Insider has been looking at this. Molly Muhlshein, hello.
Hi.
Hashtag curvy. What is this?
This is a story that bubbled up from the plus size blogging community. It was looking like nobody was hashtagging any of their photos curvy, but in reality, Instagram had banned the hashtag.
Why was the hashtag banned?
Instagram told me there was a lot of content on the hashtag that violated their terms of service. So this basically means nude photos. But the really weird thing is you can still find a lot of much more offensive content than nude photos on Instagram.
And you can also search hashtag skinny and hashtag thin.
Right. And the hashtags for skinny and thin, if you look at those hashtags, you'll get a warning from Instagram saying that there might be graphic content.
Is it possible that Instagram is responding to user reporting that is culturally biased against people who are heavier?
Yeah, I think that that's probably a big part of it. You know, people kind of self-police on Instagram. I think that a lot of people are seeing these photos surface and reporting them just kind of to be jerks.
What does this say about body issues and body acceptance on social media?
I was able to talk to a blogger named Sarah Chiwaya from the blog Curvily. She said, I think what this boils down to is the fact that curvier bodies are simply treated as more obscene than thin bodies, even when there's just as much exposed. All over Instagram, there are photos of thin women almost completely naked, and nobody takes issue with that. When there are photos of curvy women, for some reason we have to ban it so that no one can see it.
Molly Muhlshein is a senior editor at Business Insider's Tech Insider. Molly, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
For those of us who believe you can push for change with your wallet, buying an electric car has been viewed as the ultimate badge of environmental consciousness. Well, a growing body of research suggests, though, that as a form of energy technology, electric cars might actually produce more pollution than gas-powered cars. And the key factor, reports Marketplace's Adam Allington, might be all about where you plug in for a charge.
If you just look at the car, electric vehicles are about as clean as they come. No combustion engine, no emissions. But that doesn't mean they don't create pollution.
It depends on where they're being driven.
Nick Muller is a researcher at the National Bureau of Economic Research. He co-authored a paper comparing emissions produced by gasoline cars versus those at power plants. The results produced a mixed bag for electric cars.
They're very good where the grid is clean. They seem to be not so good in the terms that we track in this paper, where the grid is predominantly reliant on coal.
That means cars charged in states with a high percentage of renewables, like California, are greener than gasoline cars, while just the opposite holds true for large sections of the Midwest and Northeast, which still rely heavily on electricity from fossil fuels. Given these new data, some say the government should scrap its $7,500 tax incentive for electric cars.
I don't think policymakers should be subsidizing or promoting electric vehicles at all.
John DiCicco is a professor at the University of Michigan Energy Institute. He says the high cost of electric cars combined with limited range make them a poor choice for most consumers and therefore a bad way to reduce emissions.
And a more efficient gasoline vehicle for the vast majority of consumers is going to be the most economical way to be green, and policy should be consistent with that.
But sales of electric cars have grown dramatically in recent years and don't show any signs of slowing.
Yeah, I'm Robert Vogt. I have a Tesla P85D. I've had it about 2 months.
Driving around Vogt's hometown of Ypsilanti, Michigan, he says his decision to buy a Tesla had nothing to do with environmentalism.
Tesla just announced an update for this car to speed it up to 0 to 60 in 2.8. This doesn't have the update yet, but it's pretty quick. Now we're going 70.
Holy cow.
As far as carbon, Vogt says the power grid is getting cleaner all the time, and electric vehicles shouldn't be blamed for outdated technology at the utility company.
Well, I think it makes the point that we need some different energy sources. We can fix that end of it, right? We don't need to use coal.
Meanwhile, the range on electric cars is gradually improving. At the same time, costs are going down, with many new models running around $30,000 before the tax rebate. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
There's more from us, as always, at marketplacetech.org. And you can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.